You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The garment industry has high rates of exploitation, child labour and forced labour. TIER Fund has released an ethical fashion guide which rates brands on their worker exploitation. The report includes 12 New Zealand brands and ranks companies from A to F based on a number of criteria, including what they pay their staff and how supply chain workers are treated. I spoke to Claire Hart from TIER Fund to find out more about the guide and began by asking about work conditions in developing countries.
Lots of women who and men as well, but mostly women who work in garment factories work really long hours for really low pay. My colleague Murray just went to India, South India recently, and he came back describing these huge, like 14-foot walls around the factories with the shards of glass embedded in the top of them.
No way.
And on the inside of those walls were the hostels where the girls lived. So their ability to come and go was quite restricted. Lots of these girls get sort of lured into these jobs under false promises. One example that my colleague said was they get told that they're on the 3-year contract, and at the end of that contract, they basically get given a big payout and they'll be able to use that to get married. And that's a huge deal over there.
Mm-hmm.
The girls like jump into it, and what happens is the factories keep them on almost like an apprentice wage for, apprentice wage for the whole 3 years, even though their training is only 2 months. And during this time, they're able to like deprive them of basic employment rights. And then at the end of the 3 years, they don't even end up getting this payout. So it's terrible. And during the 3 years, they're working in poor conditions, long hours. And so a lot of them get abdominal pains and fainting and fertility problems and back problems, and it's actually just terrible.
Yeah, horrible. And what is the ethical fashion guide that TIER Fund has released?
So the ethical fashion guide is a collection of brands that we have graded. So basically you'll be able to get information to see how ethical your favourite brands are. And what this does is it lets you vote with your wallet and make an ethical choice to make sure that you're not purchasing through a brand that has exploitation in its supply chain.
Yeah, and how was the data collected for the guide?
Sure, so we partner with an NGO in Australia called Baptist World Aid, and they do the data collection. So the research team assesses 106 different companies at 3 different stages of their supply chain, and at those 3 different stages they're looking into 4 different areas. So they're looking into policy, so does the brand have a code of conduct that governs human rights standards? They're looking at the degree to which the brand knows its supply chains and whether it monitors subcontracting. It's looking at auditing, so whether the company audits their suppliers' factories. And it also looks at worker empowerment, so whether the company pays a living wage, whether it promotes unions, whether it's allowed collective bargaining agreements and that sort of thing.
Yeah, awesome. And what brands rated kind of highest and lowest? Were there any surprising results?
So there's no surprises in terms of the top rated brands. So most of the brands that are sitting in the A+ are the niche ethical brands who have built really good business practices into their core of how they operate.
Mm-hmm.
So for New Zealand, we've got Kowtow and Liminal Apparel, and they've both got an A. And these companies both have a huge commitment to producing their garments ethically.
Yeah.
We also have a couple of real standout performers in terms of really well-known popular brands. So Karen Walker, she moved from a C to a B+ in the last 12 months.
Oh, nice.
Great. Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome.
And Kathmandu is also a B+, and it's really leading the field in terms of being able to trace the materials that it uses to put in its clothing. So
yeah.
Kathmandu knows where 80% of its cotton comes from and 100% of its down, which is really good. But at the other end of the scale, we have a couple of disappointments. So The Warehouse is sitting on a C, and Farmers got an F, unfortunately.
How does shopping ethically kind of make a difference overall?
Historically, companies have heard one thing from consumers, which is that price is the most important thing. And if we start sending another message that we don't just care about price, but we care about the conditions in the factories that produce our clothes, then we have so much power over the companies. You know, we choose where we shop and where we don't shop. And if we start doing that based on how ethical a supply chain is, then we can actually use our consumer power to pressure companies into changing their practices. And that's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think are the next steps towards ending worker exploitation?
I think the industry is on a really good trajectory at the moment. We're seeing more and more companies increase their transparency, so they're publishing their supplier lists, and more companies are looking and investigating who are the factories that are producing their clothes. But there's one big area of improvement in terms of worker rights.
Mm-hmm.
That section was really ranked the lowest. It got a D+ on average.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's not good. So that's one of the four themes we look at, and it got an average of a D+. So companies can really put a lot of effort into that area. So that's paying a living wage and making sure that workers have particular rights, like that they're able to be part of unions and that sort of thing. So that's an area for big improvement. The trend is going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just hoping that companies continue to engage with the research that we're doing. And that consumers also use the guide and vote with their wallet.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.